All right, hang on a second. Okay. All right, so I'm kind of doing this video because there seems to be some kind of split between audio quality and liking like videos like this, like desk videos. I tend to prefer audio quality, but anyway, fuck it, doesn't matter. I'm doing this video because some people were like, man, we just like it when you talk shit, so talk some shit. So all right, so I want to address, I think, what is one of the principal pieces of bullshit that men who decide, well, fuck it, I'm just going to do my own thing, go my own way here, which is, and it's one of the first things it's said, which is, you can't get laid. You just can't get laid. That's your problem. Nobody want to fuck you. I mean, any dude who's like, man, fuck it, I'm doing my own thing. At some point, if you make videos, that pops up in the comments. You can't get laid. And then right behind that is followed by, but nobody want to fuck you. You fucking loser. You play video games. You must live in your mom's basement. Even if you do audio, they don't know a fucking thing about you, but they could tell you all this shit. And I'm here to tell you that a lot of you, if you're thinking that's what the problem is, you actually have it wrong. And in fact, you have it backwards. Because the truth is, a lot of, hang on a second, let me just put this car where it's supposed to be so when I come back. All right. A lot of dudes, frankly, and it's a combination of words you may never heard before. A lot of men, frankly, they're just over pussy. And I know something that women like to believe is not even possible for men to have happen to men, but a lot of dudes is just, it just kind of like, really, after a while, it's just ass. It's just more ass. I mean, the first time a woman tries to suck your brains out through your dick is pretty fucking remarkable. By the time the fifth or sixth girl does it, you're like, well, yeah, I still like this. But by the time you get to girl 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, whatever the fuck it is, wherever you happen to be with the shit, well, frankly, at some point, you just realize, well, damn, man, this shit is just in the fucking manual. You know? And it's like they're reading the same magazines of some shit you don't know, but all you know is all the women seem to be doing the same shit. And part of the problem is that what women who are like, well, you guys can't get laid, you're not operating in any reality that involves today's sexuality. And what I mean by that is you can't have Tinder, Plenty of Fish, and OkCupid, and eHarmony, and whatever the fuck else is out there in terms of access to pussy, and then turn around and say, well, it's because you can't get laid. Because frankly, it is really easy to get laid if you're willing to do the work. But as a lot of women are finding out, a lot of niggas are just like, man, fuck it, I ain't doing the work. And obviously, when I use the word niggas, I ain't necessarily talking about black guys. I'm talking about men in general. We're just like, I just can't be fucking bothered. Because, number one, if you know the pussy is always going to be there, you don't have to go stampeding off to get it. And in the past, what women would do is kind of like, it's kind of like if you think about like the Cuban Missile Crisis. I think that was 1963, right? And the Russians are trying to run the blockade, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. I can't remember. But in terms of a naval blockade, whenever you have a fucking naval blockade, the ships have to cooperate for the blockade to be effective. You can't have a gap that's 5 kilometers wide in a naval blockade. And basically, what's happening now is even if women decide to lighten up and tighten up, there are so many women giving pussy away for free that the shit is frankly impossible. It can't happen. Even if women try to say, well, we have to try to shore up the value of pussy because it's too easy for motherfuckers to get laid, the shit is not gonna happen. And and to be honest with you, a lot of dudes are flat out turning down the pussy. But the way they're turning down the pussy, a lot of women don't realize that it's happening because what you expect as a woman, you expect a dude turning down pussy to be an active process, right? So you kind of expect it like this, right? Like you kind of expect that you show up and you'd be like, hey, you want some pussy? And the dude would be like, no, I don't want no fucking pussy. And then you can get mad about the shit. But a lot of dudes, you're not even getting a chance to present the pussy. You're not even getting that far. And part of the problem is if it's not having had so much pussy that you're a dude is just fucking over pussied, and it's just like, God damn. It's just like, God, yes, fine, yes, suck my dick. Yes, fine, fuck me, yes. Okay, fine. You want me to fuck you in the ass? I'll fuck you in the ass. Okay, fine. All right, yes, okay, yes. You want me to blow it all over your titties? Yes. All right, fine, great. Like the shit has just become so fucking routine. But the other side of the coin, and the reason why you're not even getting a chance to present the pussy, is that your pussy is not as entertaining as it used to be. Okay? And so the way to look at it is this. In 1940, pussy was a fantastic entertainment option. It was fucking terrific because there really wasn't fuck all to do. And if you roll the clock back even further, right? Imagine it's fucking 900 AD. How much can you really do? I mean, there's a point in life where the sun gets dark, when the sun goes down, if you don't have a torch, you're fucked. You're just going to bed. But right now, you got to understand, this is probably the best time in history to be your average motherfucker, man. It is fabulous. It's great. You want to watch movies? You got Netflix, you got Hulu, you got Popcorn Time. You got thousands of movies you can fucking watch. You like beer? There's dozens of craft beer companies. You don't have to drink the same crap. Your granddad had about four different choices, right? Now, you can drink a different beer every week. It'd take you months to fucking get through them all. You like computers? You got access to the whole goddamn world. You can watch YouTube and nothing but YouTube for the rest of your motherfucking life. You can be totally happy. You want to travel? You can be anywhere on the fucking planet in 96 hours. Pretty much fucking anywhere. And anywhere that's standard and easy within 24 hours. Right? And finally, of course, there's porn. Now, when a man hits a certain age, right, and he's at home and it's Saturday night, and he's like, Playing his Xbox, he's watching TV, something like that. He's like, should I go out, try to get some ass? Should I check Tinder, try to get some ass? Once he looks at some porn and busts his nut, it's fucking game over. At that point, he's just like, well, guess I'll finish my beer, have a cigarette. I've just unloaded the population of the world on my stomach. Guess I'll get a Kleenex, wipe that shit off, and go to bed. It's done. After a certain point, he's not interested in chasing your ass around. And there is so much porn. I'm gonna prove it to you. There is so much porn. Xbox. Go to TV. All right, sorry, hang on. There's so much porn out there in the world today. Let me just pull up a porn site here. And you skeevy bastards thought you were gonna get to look at it. No, that's not the case. All right, so a dude was telling me, I couldn't even believe this shit. A dude was telling me he likes Brazilian fart porn. I didn't even know there was such a thing as Brazilian fart porn, but let's type in Brazilian fart porn. Brazilian, FARTPORN. Okay, let's see what you get. And sorry, it's my secondary computer. It's a little bit slow. Okay, Brazilian. Let's see what we got. I also don't know if it's going to play because I run ad blocker on my system. But yeah, you got to understand that for your average dude now, by the time he's 21 or 22, we have seen more naked. Okay. All right. Chick's hair moved. Oh God! What the fuck? Oh my God! She got her fucking mouth open. No. I'm not even sure I wanted to know that that bullshit existed. But the point is, if a man can sit down and type in Brazilian fart porn like I just did, that means you could watch any of the. Well, hang on, that looks interesting. I'll just save that for later. That means that the standard bullshit just isn't gonna fly. Right? So, between the porn and all the women that we already have access to, it's the opposite of you can't get laid. If anything, we got access to so much pussy, so much fucking unfettered pussy. There's a lot of dudes just turning this shit down. We can't be fucking bothered anymore. Right? And then on top of that, it's not just that. It's the fact that, frankly, a lot of you ladies, you're fucking liabilities. I'll just say it. You're liabilities. And the thing is, I'm going to give you the breakdown like this. The woman uses the pussy to get the man and then extract resources from the man. But once you become too much of a fucking liability, the man isn't going to bother with the pussy if the cost is too high. And what used to fucking happen is that at least women had a chance to marry a motherfucker, fire out a couple kids, patung, and then take the house and the car and all that shit. But now you can't even work your way down that far down the fucking chain, because a lot of guys have already decided, look, I am absolutely definitely not getting fucking married. I am absolutely definitely not moving in with a woman. And you can blame that on all those crazy women who did all that crazy shit. Once a dude moved in, she was sugar and spice and everything nice. The guy moves, you know, comes in, puts down the last box, and he says, ah, that's nice. And next thing you know, a week later, the chick's like, fuck, and she's crazy. Once a guy goes through that bullshit, he's not going through that again. He's only going through that once. And smart motherfuckers, once they hear the fucking horror story, they don't have to put themselves in the position to go through that to realize it's the wrong fucking thing to do. So between the ways to entertain ourselves and the ways in which women are now a fucking liability, and it's getting worse, because what you don't fucking understand is every time you come up with a different harassment law, that makes it harder for men to approach you. And at the end of the day, men still do most of the fucking approaching. So what happens under this situation? You feel all good. Ah, you know, we got a new harassment law. Men can't talk to us. Can't do this. Can't do that. Can't do the next thing. Here's the problem. Guys, regular Joe average guys with the fucking brain in their head, they'll fucking ease the fuck off. And they won't talk to you. They'll just leave you alone. But what you got to realize is that assholes don't care about fucking rules like that. So as a percentage, the number of men who are assholes that wind up approaching you actually goes up. And it's kind of like an arms race, because as the number of nice guys drop off and the number of assholes increase, women feel even more put upon and demand even more anti-harassment laws so that they can feel better, or this, that, and the third, or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I'm not a woman. Right? So at some point, you become a liability. And so what happens to a dude once he hits the point where he's been over-pussied? Well, basically what happens is he realizes that a lot of women haven't cultivated any other skills, which is, and this is kind of the wall that Bruce is hitting with this neo-masculinity thing. He's kind of realizing that, okay, look, I'm over pussy. It's just ass. And that now, even if he wants something more, he can't necessarily get it. Because some women have spent so long, they spent their 20s and their 30s using their pussy to get a man, that they're basically a one-trick pony. That's the only thing they know how to do. And that even if they want to switch it up and become one-dick ponies, they don't know how to do it. It's an honest-to-God truth. So they could fuck you 10 ways from Sunday. You could do anything you fucking want sexually, but she can't make a fucking potato salad. And you might say, well, making potato salad, that's oppression. That's patriarchy. That's misogyny. How the fuck am I going to introduce you to my mom if you can't even make a potato salad? What the fuck are you going to talk about with my mom or any man's mom? You go in the kitchen, I introduce you to mom. Mom, here's a new girl I'm dating, whatever, bim, bam, boom, this, that, the third. You go into the fucking kitchen. Mom's making potato salad. And you know it's a bit of a test. And you can't do a fucking thing. Because you don't even know what the... You don't know a goddamn thing about it. The only thing you know about potato salad is that it's about 300 grams of potato salad comes in a thing about that big, and you pick it up at the deli at Whole Foods. That's about all you fucking know about it. So, I know I kind of rambled on and on, but some of the guys said they wanted a video like this, and to reiterate, those of you who are saying, well, MGTOW, You're only going that way because you can't get laid. For some, this may be true. For others, it's way too much bullshit. There are way too many ways for us to entertain ourselves, and some of us are just plain over pussy. We've had so much fucking pussy at this point, it's like you have to be bringing something else to the fucking table besides pussy. And since you can't even bring fucking potato salad to the goddamn table, I'm going back to my goddamn Xbox.